You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You are now listening to the Ride or Cry podcast.
What are you doing?
This is a little weed pen. It's made by 710 Labs, the best weed company in the
people
world.
People just send you shit?
I had to like beg for this.
No. Did you really?
I didn't. They gave it to my friend who gave it to me. Yeah, I'm actually going to meet with them today after this.
Are they in LA?
Yeah, they're the best weed company in the world.
Because fucking New York is different now, right? Like LA and New York are different with the weed stuff, right?
Yeah. I come to LA so much that I just never have to get weed in New York.
Can you just take it on the plane?
Yeah.
You just take those on the plane, though. You're not taking, like, flour.
I don't even smoke flour anymore. I just do dabs.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking, one time, I was shooting this music video. I was shooting this Wiz, it was like a Wiz Khalifa, like, his pro, for a promo for, like, some fucking tour he was doing. Mm-hmm. And they were smoking these, like, I'm completely unversed in weed. I wish I liked weed.
You were never into it, huh?
I smoked it in high school because I'm a person, you know? I'm alive, and I went to high school, and I was a bad kid, so you got to start somewhere.
Right.
I was like, basically, I was just like, now what?
It's
smoked
101.
Yeah, I smoked weed, and I was like, all right, how do I feel better than this? And I went straight to the harder shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely not a gateway drug because I would have found it anyway. Right. I would have found what I was looking for anyway.
Yeah.
But completely not versed in weed stuff, so...
Yeah.
I'm fucking shooting this thing, and Wiz Khalifa makes Rich Homie Quan take a dab of, I don't know what the fuck they're calling it. It looks like honey.
Yeah.
It looks like honey, but it's hard.
The good stuff.
Is that the good stuff?
Yeah.
And I'm sure he gets the best shit.
Yeah. I mean, in 2015, like, weed has come, especially dabs and concentrates have come a long way in the last 3 years, that, like, anything back then is, like, shit compared to what they can do now.
It's almost... It's not too much. Anyway, so this fucking dude... he takes a dab, barfs in the pool.
Wow.
Yeah, he just fucking turns around and throws up in the pool.
Was it his first dab, you think?
I don't fucking know. I figured that all rappers just dab all day.
Nah, definitely not. They're definitely into, like, blunts more. I think Wiz Khalifa is more of a weed connoisseur than most people, or most rappers, I guess.
Well, I gotta tell you, that thing was fucking... It was... They needed... It constantly 24/7. Like every fucking time we would cut, it would just be go to the kitchen, take like a weird. It looks like science.
Yeah, I actually have a machine that this company gave me. It's my favorite dab machine company. So it's like this big, and it's like a portable dab rig, and you push a button and it heats up, and then you hit it. I actually have it in my bag. You put the little dabs in there?
What is it? Do they come separately, or you bust it up like that honeycomb thing? You bust up the size that you want.
There's all like different kinds of consistency. So they have ones that are like more like honey, that feel like honey. They have some that are like little clear stones. They have like all different textures.
Wait, I'm imagining it. Remember those fucking dots when we were little kids? They came
different
on that
dots?
Sheet of paper.
Oh, yeah.
Those things?
It
was like the candy for poor kids.
Right, I know those things. I don't think they have it like that, but they actually make these little these little stones that you put in, and then they heat up, and then it comes out of the stone, and then you throw out the stone after.
This is a lot of work.
The science these days is crazy.
It's a lot of work for just to get fucked up.
But the truth is, when you take one dab, you get as high as like smoking a whole joint.
Do you want that, though?
Yeah.
That's what you want.
I don't want to sit there smoking a joint for 20 minutes and like ashing it, and it smells like a dab I could do like in my office in a staircase, and it won't smell in 10 minutes.
Let me ask you
this. It's like a vape.
Let me ask you this.
Because you're not... Yeah.
Have you taken a day off weed here in a long time?
Taken a day off weed. One time in the summer, I was just working, and I didn't smoke until like 5 p.m.
You start feeling weird?
I didn't feel weird because I was like so busy that day that I didn't really pay attention.
So you don't get anything like physical if you stop smoking weed?
No.
Just anxiety maybe? A little bit of anxiety?
Maybe I'll just get like angry easier.
Yeah.
I don't really get angry that much because I'm high most of the time.
See, that's the fucking thing is I wish I stuck with it and it maybe wouldn't have led me into to go into another place, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wish that I was just like, this is fine with me.
Yeah. I think that if you smoke a lot, like, every day, you're more used to being high than if you just smoke once in a while, then you're like, whoa, what
dude,
the fuck?
Let me tell you, I've never been more fucked up in my life than when I smoked weed and drank.
Yeah.
And that is coming from a dude that will literally put anything in his body. Like, it was, like, weed did something to me that was much different than what it does to other people.
Yeah.
And I know you probably hear it a bunch. They're like, I can't fucking, it makes me paranoid.
I have a lot of friends who don't smoke, yeah.
It's weird. Do you think it's a body chemistry thing?
I think it's more of like a mind state thing. And I think it's more of like, if you don't smoke a lot, then you're like, your body is not used to being that high. So you gotta start to bug out.
So it's like, you gotta train it.
Yeah.
But I mean,
like,
fucking,
that's why, like, I smoke every day. Like, if so, I've taken breaks. Like, I had taken like a 6 month break one time, or I took like a 2 month break.
How come?
I'm trying to think what the reason was. I think it had to do with like school, or like maybe I had to be like drug tested or something for something. But when I started smoking,
what do you gotta be drug tested for? You work for yourself, right?
Now I do. Yeah.
When you drug test people, you make sure that they're smoking weed.
Yeah. Yeah, I stopped for a little. Then when I started again, I didn't like it right away. I had to, like...
Yeah, did we ease yourself back into it?
Yeah,
yeah. Damn. You know, now... And so, we didn't even introduce you.
Oh, yeah.
How do you want to be... How do you want people to...
Sunny Side Up?
Yeah, this is my friend Sunny Side Up. We've known each other fucking for a long time now.
I guess 4 years now.
4 years now.
Yeah.
And we started because I had... This was before the term, I think, meme even existed. Like, you remember that, when it was just funny pictures on the internet?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it probably existed, or it probably wasn't, like, popularized and wasn't, like, said out loud, because it was just such an internet thing.
It was such an internet thing. I remember I used to have a group chat with, you know that fucking dude, Brown Cardigan?
Yeah.
Yeah, so me and this dude would email each other funny pictures. Like, this was before... Way before DM.
Dude's OG.
That dude is fucking G.
OG.
Like, me and him.
I don't think he fucks with me, but he's OG.
You know what?
I don't care.
Because they're on the fucking. Yeah. That's why I left. Well, first of all, my mom fucking goes, I saw this meme today, and I go, that's it for me. Right. I'm done. I cleared my fucking page, and
you
now
deleted all the memes.
And now I only post stupid shit that nobody likes. That's so good. It doesn't matter.
Like, well, it's good because, like, it's not a living for you, you know.
No, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
If I could wipe all my socials clean, nobody would know where I am.
I've done it. I've done it. I deleted. So I had Twitter since 2009.
TJ was like the fourth person on Twitter.
Yeah, I had Twitter since 2009, so I deleted all my tweets from 2009 to like 2014.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, like, who knows
you
what I was saying.
Dude, your search history shit, those will come back and haunt you. Ryder Craig cleared out ours a couple months ago.
the emo night one?
No, just personals. Like, right. like Jacob's was a fucking nightmare.
Wow.
Yeah, you go back into Jacob's DMs and he'd go to jail.
Yeah.
Like, he's just getting... He'll get called out and go to jail here.
Oh, DMs?
No. Or not DMs, just his tweets. Like,
just tweets, yeah.
Search the keywords.
Yeah. Yeah, I searched all the words. Honestly, mine wasn't that bad. There was just some dumb shit I said, but...
Yeah,
nothing
because you're a,
like,
fucking kid.
Yeah.
There's... Like, that's the thing. I am so fucking thankful that I did not have the internet when I was 14.
Right.
To fucking knows? 17.
Who knows
what you're saying? God damn it, dude. People will be pulling shit up on me. Like, I'm so fucking happy. Now, these kids got to worry about everything that they're fucking doing.
But I guess everyone's more conscious now of, like, what's accepted and what's not.
Yeah, which is also a thing that I have an issue with.
Right, like, Disney Plus put out, like, a disclaimer. Like, oh, some of our content may be outdated and it might be, like, offensive.
Like, what? Like, what the fuck
I
was
think,
Disney doing?
I
mean, besides
some,
back,
like,
when it first started, and they were like, we don't like black people, kind of.
Right. I think also maybe some of the characters in their, like, cartoons from, like, even, like, the early 90s had, like, some, like, race stereotypical things attached to them that,
yes,
like, wouldn't
apply saying.
Now.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's like...
Because Walt, like, Disney did not, you know...
If I were them, I would literally go back and edit it. Like, just take it out.
Yeah, they've got the money to do
just
it.
Just take it out.
Like, you have... Or just fucking redo it.
Exactly.
Just shit. I don't know. I mean, I think it's fine that, like, if you watch it in understanding that we're in a time and place. It's almost like... It's like anything.
Kanye did that. You know that?
What, his album?
He's going through all his old music. he had Rick Ross re-record the verse for Devil in a Red Dress.
Why?
I just saw an article, because he's all Christian now and shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
This fucking guy is losing his mind.
I mean, should I tell you what he's doing? I know exactly what he's doing. I don't know if people are seeing this. But basically, everything that he's done that's crazy up until now is to be president.
You think?
He's aligning with Trump. He's becoming Christian. Mm-hmm. He has a church. Once you're a Christian figure, in 4 years from now, if he keeps doing what he's doing, everyone's going to look at him as a Christian figure, you know?
Well, he's going back and re-recording history. He's changing history.
He's saying he likes Trump. So all the people who voted for Trump,
sure,
they'll vote for him.
Sure.
So he's getting them. And it's easy people to get, but hard for a black guy to get that.
Look, why do you think he wants to be fucking president?
Why? Because he wants to be the king of the world, man.
Yeah, I think it's for himself.
It's ego stuff.
I don't think that it's
ego.
For, I don't
it's
think
not it's, for anything.
I think he's just like, how do I get as top as I can get? Honestly, I fucking love the guy.
I do too. I think he's going to win. And I wouldn't mind if, like, maybe those people who like Trump are voting for him because they're for the wrong reasons. But I think that Kanye's not like, he doesn't agree with everything that Trump does, you know?
I think that guy is a fucking genius. I think that everything that he does is, like,
very... So, if you think about it, he's just aligning himself slowly to become president in 2024. He's not going to run against Trump now.
Yeah, 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not doing it. Not
so,
doing
he's
that.
Becoming a Christian or religious, and I think it's a... If that's what he wants to... Like, if he wants to become president, he has to clean up his act.
You can't be talking about bleach people's bleaching their
exactly,
assholes.
Exactly, yeah.
No, so. I mean, even though, I guess now with the president that we have now, like,
exactly.
He can say whatever the fuck he wants.
Exactly.
Kanye's gonna look like a saint talking about bleaching assholes.
Exactly, compared to
what fucking Trump did.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like, this was for entertainment, that was real life.
Right.
This fucking guy. Yeah, he is.
So if you think about it, he does have, like, maybe a better chance than Trump, because there's a lot of people who like Kanye who aren't Republican.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the both now that he's aligning with the now he's got gonna get both sides, but yeah. He's got no fucking, you know, here's the other
he's
thing.
Got no message.
Got no
he's got no
I think he's got a lot of messages, but I don't think he's got anything fucking message for, like, the country. Who knows? Who the
right.
fuck knows? But it's like, now all these people that have no political background,
mm-hmm.
they saw something they didn't like, and they were like, they're gonna use their platform to go in and try and change this thing, which
right.
honestly at this point, fucking more power to them. If you know, if you gotta go to school and you have to, like, you train your whole life to be a politician and shit's still not going your way and it's still not going the way that you want, somebody's gotta come in and fucking make some sort of change. We're still using rules from the fucking 1700s.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's so stupid. These motherfuckers, dude, Apple updates every 5 seconds. We can update a fucking old book every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, every day I come in here and the Sonos is like, you gotta update or else you can't do it. And that's how it should be with the law.
Yeah.
Like, update the law to fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Go with what we got going on. If Sonos can do it, Jesus Christ. Anyway, so for anybody that doesn't know what Sonny does, Sonny, you want to tell people what you do? Because I don't want to put words in your mouth at all.
I make memes and I post memes on Instagram for a living.
Yeah, which is seems like a fucking dream.
Yeah. A lot of my memes are like emo and pop punk or alternative rock inspired.
See, I didn't know that when we first started being friends.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that stuff. I was like, this guy's good. I was like, this guy's funny. He gets it.
Yeah.
So, and then after we started doing emo night, we kind of have that mutual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens, I saw what happened with you is what happened with me, is that we grow up listening to this stuff. It gets so far that we end up working with people that we fucking are like, oh, this is a dream come true.
Yeah.
It's happened to you with Blink.
Yeah.
Oh, I see that shit.
Yeah.
Did they reach out?
It was like, it was really weird the way it happened. So the first, I somehow got their attention and they followed me. That was
They're on the internet, dude.
Yeah.
Like, they're on the fucking internet.
Over the summer, like, Travis followed me and then the Blink-182 page followed me because Travis was putting my stuff in his story. And I guess they saw it. And then they put it in their story. And then I don't know who runs the page, but they started hitting me up. They're like, yo, if you got any memes, like, we got some new music coming out, whatever. I was like, yeah, sure. So I sent them a few. They didn't end up posting them. And then my friend who, like, works with Atlantic on a bunch of stuff, this dude Danny, I think he works with, like, Oliver Tree and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He hit me up. He's like, hey, I have an opportunity for you. I'm working with the Blink people for the release. and they want to get some memes. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. So he connected me with a guy at Atlantic Records. And then after that, he was just like, yeah, we need to do some memes, whatever. We'll pay you whatever, you know.
You're a good example.
It was just like perfect timing, because around that time I was posting a lot of Blink memes too.
Yeah.
And I made them like really quick, and it was all just like,
yeah, because you know it real well.
Yeah.
It's like, if you know the fucking content that you're doing with, you can just dissect any lyric,
yeah,
put it to anything that's going on right now. Yeah. I mean, there's a formula to it.
The craziest shit is that I had the album like 2 weeks before it came out.
Which
the new album, Blink album. It's like, never in my life did I think I would have like the whole Blink 182 album in my fucking computer.
Yeah, never in my life did I think I'd ever be telling Mark to do something.
Yeah,
and he's like, okay,
that's crazy.
Directing a bunch of shit, dude. It just goes to show that like you kind of stick with what you you know you like, and yeah, what you're good, and like don't give up. After a while, you can eventually fucking do something with it.
I really want to make them a music video, honestly.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. I'll put in the word.
Yeah, that would be fucking tight.
No, I'll put in the word. So, did you always want to do this? Wait, also, first off, fuck that question. Was this something that just kind of fell in here? Like, and how many podcasts are you fucking doing? What are you talking about on podcasts? They just want to talk about memes?
What do I talk about on podcasts? I've been on a few podcasts. I'm trying to think. I've been on like two comedians podcasts.
Who?
This girl Hannah Berner and this guy Lev Fur. They're both like comedians in New York. And I've been on the Blink 155 podcast.
Yeah, those guys are good. Those guys are fucking,
yeah,
really, really good.
I want to do that one again soon.
Which song did you do?
I think we did Mutt. The one that's in the American,
yeah,
Pie.
Yeah, you guys are going old school.
Yeah.
You guys are going old school. What is, yeah, that? I think that was on
Enema.
And it was on Enema?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I think it was written with the original drummer, because there's a version out there with Scott playing
where
drums.
It sounds like fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it when old fucking albums sound like that.
Yeah.
It sounds like real. You know,
You know, they've been, some bands have been going back and remaking their old stuff and making it sound good.
Which I think sucks.
I like it.
I hate it.
I was super stoked about it.
I fucking hate it. Keep it the way it is. Because I got friends that are producers, right?
Right. I'm a producer too, so when I hear it, I'm just like so happy that
good.
It's like,
because you work with fucking sounds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, your songs are good.
Thank you, man.
And I remember you sending me, and you're like, how much fucking, this is the first time you're like, this is the first time I ever sang on a fucking,
yeah,
song. But you do it by yourself in
yeah,
a spot.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I do it by my spot.
Way different to do it in front of somebody.
What do you mean?
Like, because I...
doing live?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
of course.
No, I mean, like, recording, too, and shit. Like, it's...
Right.
Sometimes
I work with, like, a producer.
Have you sung in front of him?
Yeah, yeah. So, first I'll do, like, scratch recordings by myself, and then I work with this dude named Jack, and he comes by and, like, kind of directs me, like, to, like, sing it better, you know?
Yeah, don't sing with your throat, sing with your fucking belly.
Or not only that, like, say, like, go this way, go that way, like, inflectuate this word more. So
yeah,
it like fits better.
I mean, I never thought of myself as a singer, so anytime anybody tells me to sing something, I'm like, I'm just gonna do this the way I was doing it since I was 14.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But that's the fucking thing. I work with all these producers, and they like songs for sounds. Right? And then it's the fucking life. This is my struggle every single fucking day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Is just because a movie and a song looks or sounds good doesn't make it a good movie.
No, 100%.
In my opinion.
No, 100%.
I understand, like, the other side of it, where you're like, this sounds really good, but no fucking... Maybe now they do, but no, when I was growing up, nobody ever was like, this song is great, this bass drum sounds fucking... This is... Bass drum
right.
is what makes this song.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, fucking, I get
yeah.
it,
but like, you need people to focus on those things so other people don't, like... Because you're not thinking about it the way, like, a producer thinks about it.
Yeah, I guess there's yeah. always a part of a fucking
yeah.
thing.
Like,
that
when I listen to music, I probably think about different things than what other people who don't
I guarantee
produce.
You do.
Like, I just think about audio files.
Yeah,
like,
the way it looks.
Yeah.
And how many fucking things are stacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't. I'm
I just
like,
think
is this
of layers.
I think, is this song a good song? Is the fucking what I think about. Anyway.
Yeah, I've been listening to... the Finch album, What It Is to Burn.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it on the way in the airplane.
What a fucking good Dude, those that era, that era, we've brought Finch out.
Yeah, I was there.
A couple times. And it's weird because it was like one of those things like you had to be there. You had to be in that time.
Yeah.
To be like, this is really fucking something.
Dude, like, I was just listening. I got the new AirPod Pros, not to sound sponsored.
Did they give them to you?
No, not at all. I bought them. And when you listen to them, it's fucking, you hear every sound. And really? I was on the airplane and like it has like the noise canceling shit.
Just so, only hear that shit?
Yeah, I was listening to that album in there and they have so many fucking stacked vocals on those songs. Yeah, I
mean that's when people started doing all of like tons of layers of tons of fucking vocal tracks, like tons of gang vocals to fill that shit up. Because all those, dude, the fucking thing about all those bands is they were like real bands. They didn't like get put together to like become a band and make it and be the pop band. Like they were bands because they fucking started playing in their friend's garage.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that that was like a real, like to bring a band like that into a studio. I remember I went in the fucking studio the first time with a band and it was an entirely new fucking world to me. I didn't realize like all this shit, you know? Now
it's so different.
It's so different. And like you bring a, like a, and that was when like all of those dudes played all their own instruments. Now I go and I've been in some studios where like bands will go in and they'll track their instruments and then they'll dip and the producer goes, all right, let's scratch that. I'm just going to replay all this shit. They like go do all that stuff. But back then those fucking dudes used to know how to do everything. Yeah. I think it's a lot different world we're living in today.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot easier for someone who's really motivated to just go and do it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And make it sound fine.
I downloaded Logic just to see what the fuck it was like. What are you using, Ableton?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I downloaded Logic just to see what the fuck it was like. And I was like, what am I going to... I'm going to get sucked into this. I'm going to neglect all the work that I have to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, honestly, I've been slacking on the music front, but
it's fine. Well, yeah, because you probably got other shit going on.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah. You overwhelmed ever?
Not really, no.
No?
I mean, once in a while... Weed? What?
Because of the weed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, once in a while, like, if I, like, wake up to a phone call, like, abruptly wake up to a phone call, then it's, like, a shitty day.
Yeah. No, when somebody's like, are you in charge of a bunch of accounts?
Yeah, but, like, no one's, like, relying on me for things.
Right, okay, so you're not, like, you just give them the content and they post it.
But in what situation?
Because, like, you know, here we make content for people and we schedule it out and we post it. And there's like a content calendar.
For other people's Instagrams? Yeah. I don't do that stuff. I do make content for like brands' Instagrams, but it'll usually be like a bundle and I'll send it to them at once.
And then they just figure it out?
Yeah.
Damn. And you can, now that your page is up there, you could probably charge a pretty fucking penny for that shit.
Yeah, that's how I've been making a living for the last like 2 years.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You ever worried about it?
Yeah. Sometimes like... Once in a while, I'll go to, like, almost no money.
Yeah.
I'll go almost broke.
Totally.
Only because people are, like, late to pay me.
Totally. We all do. That's the fucking thing is, like, when you work for yourself and you have to, like, generate all this shit, it's, like, it's a constant stress.
Yeah.
Like, we wake up, me and TJ and Babs wake up every day fucking being, like, all right, what the fuck are we going to deal with today? I walked in this morning by myself. Taylor was in the back and I was like, here's the thing. I fucking hate coming to the office.
Yeah.
This is a prison to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not good at this. Like, it's almost worse than prison, because in prison, you can fucking know exactly what you're gonna do every day. You're gonna do push-ups and you're gonna read a book. Here, I'm gonna have some fucking dumb musician with... What does she want? Babs is coming in. What, are you coming in to join us? What do you need? It doesn't matter, you can talk. This is not a formal thing. I was just telling you about how it's like...
Now available at emonite.com.
What, the baby ones?
Yeah.
How much are they? I don't know. Alright, we got baby clothes available. Me and Babs both don't know how much they are.
Get a baby.
Yeah, I also gotta get a baby. How old are you?
I just turned, I don't want to say.
What are you, like 35? 30? Fuck out of here, I'm 35.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. I think let me tell you this, dude. The day I turned 30, I started liking sweet stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I never did before in my entire life. I don't know. I just never liked desserts. The day I turned 30, I was like, all right, well, cakes it is from now on.
Yeah. The day I turned 30, I started wearing suits every day.
Do you wear a suit every day?
Nah.
All right. I was like, no, I'm wearing one right now.
Nah.
This is why I fucking... This is one of the reasons why I do like having a company is because I don't have to wear this. And I do like working in entertainment because, of, like, I get to... Like, I get to just show up as is.
Right.
Like, I look like a fucking idiot in this
No
suit.
One expects anything.
I look like an idiot in this suit. I look like a little kid in my dad's
I like your
clothes.
Short hair, by the way.
You like it?
It's my first time seeing it.
Is it all right?
Yeah.
I fucking... You know what? It was just time.
Yeah.
I was going back and forth with it for 5 years.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, it was like one of the reasons that like kept me from like doing a lot of stuff. I was like, I don't want to go in the pool. I don't want to go in the ocean. I don't want to exercise. Because then it gets all fucking curly and weird, and then you got to shower, and it's like now, which I started doing every day, I started fucking running every day.
Nice.
Kind of. Like, I was just like, I got to sleep better, and I've exhausted all my other options, and, well, Butrin doesn't seem to be working, so I, like, you know, I want things the easy way.
Yeah.
Like, I want to just take something and then just be done with it.
Yeah.
But turns out, that's not the way the life works, which is bullshit, because how the fuck... Is God supposed to put you here and be like, deal with this miserable shit, but you also have to do stuff to deal with it? Just make shit easy for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you doing in LA?
I went to a wedding on Sunday.
Whose wedding?
Do you know my friend Jordan? I came with her to the Webster Hall thing.
Yes.
Jordan, and then...
Wait, she got married?
Yeah.
To who?
This dude, John, they've been...
I thought you were seeing her.
Hmm?
I thought you were seeing her.
No. Right. No, we're just homies.
She likes to weed a bunch, too.
Yeah.
Everybody just like, get high as shit she that way.
She hooked me up with this. She, like, does some work with this company.
Yeah, so. She runs, like, a weed thing, right?
Yeah.
It's cooking weed thing?
Weed feed.
I know more about this chick than I know about most people for some reason.
Yeah, she's, like, she specializes in cannabis cooking.
Yeah, that's fucking tight. Yeah, and who'd she marry?
This dude, John... He's really cool. He worked at like at Vice for like 5 years as a head lawyer. He just quit like a year ago.
That's cool. Better than a head writer.
Yeah.
Guessing the...
But he had to deal with all the bullshit that Vice has to deal with. You would not believe.
I can imagine. Well, you know, I don't know how they hire their writers, but they're at least for Noisy.
Yeah.
The Noisy writers are like, guess what, guys? Yeah, we could say fuck in our article. they're like go graduate fucking whatever writing school. They fucking go to, and then they go to the Vice offices, and they're like, hey, guys, guess what? You can swear in this article. And let me tell you, they take that shit very... They take
they're
that
like, yo, check it out.
Liberally.
We interviewed a guy who does ketamine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking... We get it. You guys are fucking... But I'm going to get high. Am I going to get high in here?
No.
Can you get high off of that stuff?
I don't think you can get high off secondhand vape.
You know, I fucking use this shit on the plane.
Yeah, me too. This one's super cute, though.
Yeah.
It's, like, fucking tiny. Has a little USB.
Is that, like, one of the cooler ones that
USB-C?
You've had?
USB-C. Yeah.
Did you put a sticker on that? That come like that?
No. So this company made like this vape just for their own. Like, no other company has this vape.
So this is, like, inlaid? Damn, this is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fucking tight. Did you get this? When did you get this? At the wedding?
No, my friend picked it up for me yesterday. I'm actually going to see them today, though. See, check it out. 710 Labs.
Yeah. Plug it, dude.
Yeah,
plug that
710
shit. Have them send you fucking free weed stuff.
I think I'm gonna go to their office and they're probably gonna give me free weed stuff.
Yeah, you get a bunch of free shit now.
Yeah, in LA, like I don't even have to like. I have a friend who works with this delivery service,
like weed delivery.
A weed delivery service. She just puts money in it for me, and then I just fucking go on the website, order weed, and it's there in like 15 minutes.
Damn, in LA.
Yeah.
See, this makes me. I love everything about it.
Yeah.
Like, I like the way it looks. I like the way it smells. I like the fact that, like, people...
Why don't you just do, like, CBD weed?
I have done CBD, but you could give me every fucking... If somebody put a gallon of CBD in front of me and told me to drink the whole thing, nothing would change.
Right. Doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Caro over there fucking has, like, one of those vibes drinks, and she's like, I'm high. And I'm like, you're not high. Like, that's not the way that this works.
Right.
It doesn't... Like, I don't know who got fooled somewhere along the line.
That's
and now,
the biggest scam.
Biggest fucking scam! They charge, like, $180 for, like, a tincture of nothing.
And it tastes like complete ass.
Drink water. Fucking water will do way better for you than a fucking CBD thing.
I had one that tasted like... You know oregano oil? Have you ever tasted
that? I had that, too.
I had
it's
one that tasted like
shit.
Oregano oil, and it was CBD, and it, like, I'm like, why am I even doing this? Like, what the hell is this doing?
No, I have no idea. Well, I tried to take it to go to, everybody was like, take it to go to sleep, because I have a hard time sleeping. So I fucking tried to take it to go to sleep, and I fucking hate When you ever in New York, do you get the, you know, it's the city that never sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, if you make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah,
you made it there.
I take melatonin to go to sleep.
I take a bunch of shit. Really? Take melatonin, propranolol. I take kava kava.
Do you know about like the CVS melatonin gummies?
No, what about them?
Those are the best, dude.
How many are you down into those?
20 milligrams? Is that a lot?
No, I take 20 milligrams.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that people are like, oh my God, you take that much? And I'm like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, what is it going to do? Nothing. You know, it's a thing that your body already produces.
Yeah.
You're just pushing more of it in there. Mm-hmm. And now they taste delicious, like gummy bears and candy. Yeah.
I think they hit better when it's a gummy bear.
Yeah, I wish I could have all my food in gummy bears.
All my drugs.
Every food.
I actually have an acid gummy bear.
You have one?
Yeah.
On you?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I have all my shit with me, so yeah.
Is that just a box of drugs?
Yeah. I have two dab rigs in there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You show them to me after we do this thing.
I could pull it out. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I just want to see what it looks like. Can you do a dab in the office?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Is everyone going to be pissed?
No, I don't give a fuck.
Hell yeah.
Who cares? I'll say it's for something.
Right.
I'll say it's for something.
Nice.
I don't know. Well, fucking, what time is your meeting?
It's later. It's like 3.
What are you going to do until then? Just dab?
I'm going to probably go to the hotel and leave my luggage there.
Were you in West Hollywood?
Yeah.
Pally House.
Yeah.
Get to see old Keith Wilson.
Yeah. What, it used to be called Keith Wilson?
No. Our buddy. So, first emo night we ever did, right? First one ever. Shortstop. I asked this dude, Keith, to fucking DJ it, because he is a DJ. He's like, dude, he did this thing called Club Moscow, like, ages ago. It was real successful. It was like the first, like, scene thing that happened. It was all, like, the Hollywood Undead guys, like, all those fucking guys would go to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I was like, are you going to DJ this thing? And he was like, No, I don't. And it seems like, and now he's got like some fucking dumb, like sad thing that he's doing, which is like it's really weird to see the progression of like what emo and emo night has become over the last like 5 years, come out of like something organically.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's kind of like you. Like, we just kind of turned like what we like doing into a company.
Yeah.
When did you think that you were gonna, like, when was the first time you're like, oh shit, I can do this for a living?
Well, I was working in the clothing industry and I got fired.
I got fired too.
Yeah. And, I was just,
what,
like,
did you get fired for?
I got fired because I was just like, I was on my phone all the time and like, I just didn't give a shit about, I'm like, it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
That's what
and,
I said.
And, once I got fired, I was like, I already had like, I think like 6,000 on Instagram. I was already like popping off for that time that I was popping off. And I was like, I knew some people who were like doing really well on the internet, like separate people who didn't even know each other. Mm-hmm. I just saw people like going viral all the time and how they did it. And I kind of just like, I just said, okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to make it happen.
You ever feel uninspired?
Yeah, all the time.
Like, I mean, like you know, when you have to post something?
Yeah, but it's easy. I just like, when I have to post something, I'll just cruise around the internet. I look at like 4 or 5 different sites just to find like pictures to
like inspo shit.
Put words on. Yeah, I look at Tumblr a lot. I guess Facebook is where I find most of the shit. Like, Facebook has so many good like random people posting dumb shit on it.
Yeah, it's weird how how different the different platforms are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even like, I barely go on Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's mainly people from high school asking me for shit.
Right.
So I just like, I'm not fucking, I can't deal with it.
Can I get backstage emo night, dude?
You're like, dude, I haven't seen you in so long. Looks like you're killing it. And I'm like, if somebody says I'm killing it one more time, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, so it's like, I never go on that. And I'm telling you, if I could get rid of all my shit, I would. Right. I'd move into the middle of the country, nobody would ever see me again.
Yeah.
I'd live on a farm. I'd fucking have a tractor.
Yeah, this is why I don't, like, post my face on Instagram.
I think it's smart. I think it's great.
I don't want people to know who I am, what I look like, where I live.
Well, you got a personal. But that's, is it private?
It's not private, but I also never said, yo, go follow my personal.
Yeah, that's fair of you.
Yeah, I just left it.
Dude, how many fucking dumbass DMs do you get a day being like, hey, do you want to push this through your page? We'll trade you something. Yeah, it's fucking...
All day. I always get like, hey, man, they'll like send the picture, then they'll be like, credit me.
Yeah.
So, like, the first thing I look at my DMs, I see credit me. Then I'm like, what? Oh, shit. Did I not credit someone?
It's a sense of entitlement.
And then I open it. Exactly.
It's a sense of entitlement.
Exactly.
I fucking...
That's all it is. And it's always men.
Dude, I...
It's never a girl.
Today, we posted... Never. Today, we posted a fucking picture of... Or yesterday, of me and Travis Barker, right?
Right.
Polaroid picture. I don't know where the fuck it was taken, because it was his birthday.
Right.
Getting fucking grilled by this kid, 35 followers, being like, tag me in this, you guys are fucking not good enough to tag. Like, and I'm like, dude,
tag him in what?
Like, he took a Polaroid and like sent it to me.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I don't fucking like, I just saved the picture, like, it's
right,
fucking,
you don't
I'm,
know
like I'm like kid. Dude, like, it's a Polaroid, it's not, I hate to break this to everybody, but taking Polaroids is not art.
Right.
It's what babies do.
Right. You got lucky, you were there.
Yeah. What he wants credit for is being there,
right?
Like, not taking the picture, like,
right.
What do you want me to do?
Be not like, a photographer.
Yeah, like
this. He was a photographer. Yeah, let's do it. Like, yeah, you just.
Then I would have gotten a Dropbox full of thing, a total credit. I would have, but like, it's like, look, if I send somebody a fucking picture, and they post it, I don't give a fuck if I get tagged right. or not. Yeah. Like, I don't care. I sent it to you because you want. Like, I think yeah. you would like this.
Yeah.
I don't want anything from anybody.
Yeah.
And it's like now I've noticed that like since like this rise of like what. We do, and what you do is everybody's sense of entitlement has gone through the fucking roof.
Dude, it's crazy. They think that, like, also because you did something, they could do it also.
Oh, well, you know that.
You know what I mean?
We're both on the same fucking page there.
Yeah.
We both got a bunch of people doing, trying to do the same shit.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
I don't.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I mean, also you, like, I've been doing it for so long that no one can, like, do what I do.
Yeah, nobody
I'm so
can,
confident.
Dude, nobody can fucking touch you.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I think it's great. When did the fucking... Dude, what... You should... I was telling my chick, I was like, I get to talk to my friend Sonny. She's Italian. She's like, Sonny. I was like, his real name is fucking awesome. I was like, he's got the fucking tightest name. No?
Can't talk about my real name.
It's the best. Okay. The first time you're like...
Yeah, I've never like put it on any social media account or anything.
It's the fucking best.
Yeah.
It's the fucking best name in the entire world. We can cut this out, but I was like, she was like, that is a fucking strong, strong name.
Yeah.
Like, my fucking man.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, so we're fucking going to be in New York together 2 times 1 week?
Yeah. Oh, there's 2 emo nights?
No, I'm seeing you now. I'm going to see you next week.
Oh, it's next week?
Yeah, it's the 23rd.
Damn, bro.
I know.
It's already 2019?
Dude, time flies.
Fuck, man. Thought it was 2003.
No, that's what, dude, we are. It feels like it with all the shit that we're doing. It feels cool, dude, because, like, all the fucking, all the newer, younger kids that are coming to the thing, like, they don't know the stuff that we listen to.
Yeah.
And because of, like, pages like yours and because of, like, Emo Night, like, now all these, like, youngsters that, like, literally they're just like, X, I like X, like X, 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 fucking... And now they, like, go back and see where all these people are influenced from. They, like, start listening to older shit.
Yeah.
And it's fucking tight.
It's like when we were younger and, like, listened to, like, Led Zeppelin or something.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel super old, but it also makes me feel really grateful that we got the opportunity to grow up in that era.
Yeah, like, I want some kid to find I want some 16-year-old to find that Finch album right now. And be
right
like,
now,
yo,
right?
Yo, this is the best fucking album.
Yeah, and fucking put it in.
That's, like, there's, like, maybe, like, 5 or 6 Screamo albums that are, like, perfect. I think that's one of them.
What's the other one?
Under Oath. They're Only Chasing Safety.
Aaron is the nicest fucking guy in the entire world.
Yeah. I also think that Silverstein's, like, there are 2 albums that they had. When Broken is Easily Fixed and Discovering the Waterfront, I think those are 2 perfect.
Dude, how do you fucking, like, what was there... Was there a point where you were like, this is just who I am going to be like, this is like, it's just, when you grew up, like, it doesn't, did you hang out with a bunch of kids like that?
Nah.
Like,
there isn't that shit in Brooklyn. Where I grew up, there was none of that shit. Like, not even skateboard. There was, like, 1 skate shop in Brooklyn.
Really? What was it, like, Zumies?
It was in Bay Ridge near a skate park. It was called Balance Skate Shop. And they used to go there and buy, like, girl skateboards.
Yeah. So how'd you fucking fall into this?
I think it started with probably, like, Blink-182.
Yeah, I think it started with Blink-182 for a lot of people.
Started with Blink-182, and then I saw them with Green Day, and I think they brought out Jimmy World.
That's the same tour I saw.
Pop Disaster Tour.
That's the tour that I saw. Imagine that tour now.
Yeah.
Like, what a fucking monster tour.
Yeah, they're trying to do it. I mean, they're doing it with, like, Fall Out Boy, mm-hmm. and
Weezer.
Yeah, but I don't. I mean, like, no offense. I love like Fall Out Boy's like first two albums.
Look, I think we're in. I think we're in agreement here.
But I love Fall Out Boy either way. I would definitely go to the show.
I think we're in agreement here. Ricky is very strong. Ricky's the biggest Fall Out Boy fan there
is. I found out about Fall Out Boy because I saw them live with Less Than Jake at Irving Plaza.
See people,
and I was like, "Yo, this is the best fucking." It was right before "Take This to Your Grave" came out, and they were just touring on that.
Right.
And I bought the fucking album. I was like, "Yo, this is the best fucking album ever."
Oh fuck! I remember. Yeah, I know. We gotta be super. Yeah. This is a professional place.
Yeah, and yeah, they instantly became my favorite band. That was in like 2004, I think. And they were my favorite band, and then they. Whatever, not gonna hate on them because whatever
they have whatever, to. Whatever they fucking people put people.
They want to progress. That's dude, understandable.
Yeah, they want to grow. Yeah. I get it.
I don't know if I would want to be playing pop punk band if I was like, you know.
I get it, yeah, dude. That's the thing. And but I mean, what you know who's been pretty fucking true this entire time?
Yeah.
Like, Green Day, kind of.
Yeah.
They kind of been kind of just true. Yeah,
they did stick to their sound for the most part.
They didn't really change it. They never put in like electronic drums. They never did like keyboard shit. It's always just been bass guitar and drums.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure they got pads and synths here and there, but like really tucked.
Right.
But like really not. They fucking
They also never changed their lineup.
No.
Which is like unheard of.
Incredible, right? Yeah. You even know their bass player. Like when it's rare when you're like, I know
you the know his name.
Yeah, like you know Mark, Tom, and Travis. And you know Trey, fucking cool. And who's and like Billy Joe. You know the fucking
Mike.
Yeah, the people of like these trios that have never ever changed. And when is another fucking band? I mean, I guess you know Pete Wentz. It's like weird when you know like random bass players,
right? Well, Pete was always like a writer also, so he was always seen as like one of the front men, I guess.
I saw Mark's new band the other night.
Simple Creatures?
Yeah, they ended a song and he said the funniest fucking thing. He goes, in this band we have a drum machine playing for us and my drummer is still better. He was like, which is
fucking, just like flexing.
Yeah, he was just like, my drummer is better than this drum machine.
Yeah,
which he fucking is.
I mean, honestly, Mark has also been like a trooper in all this shit through everything.
Dude,
I think he's a fucking great writer. I really like the new shit. Like,
I do too.
I like everything with Matt Skiba. A lot of people are like hating on it.
I really liked that album.
It's a fucking Blink-182 album.
The first one I put out, what was it, California with him? I thought that album was fucking solid.
I thought it was good too. I don't know why so many people hate.
Because of change.
It's not even that much of a change though. Like it sounds very close to Enema.
It's a personal change. Like this is not the thing that they're used to. Well, so they
don't like Matt. They don't like Matt.
I love Alkaline Trio. I like Matt. Well, if you come from Alkaline Trio, fucking
anyone else, I don't know if I would have been so happy them coming.
I think they picked the best option that they could have at the time being.
Yeah.
But I think him and Tom are friends again, I think.
Yeah, and also like Tom came back to the band for like 2 years or a few years, and they did like two albums. Mm-hmm. I can't even listen to those albums.
Really, it was just like them push. You could.
It's kind of like they didn't record it together. They recorded in separate studios. Like, I think Mark and Travis recorded together, and Tom was in his own studio. And the music kind of sounds like Angels and Airwaves, which I don't hate.
Which album was it on?
It's like Neighborhoods and Dogs Eating Dogs.
See, Dogs Eating Dogs, I never listened to. Neighborhoods, I liked.
I don't know. I couldn't get into it.
I really like Neighborhoods, actually. Yeah, I thought it was the first. That was the first one they put out after a long time, I think.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I really liked that one because I was excited
that they came, and I like saw them live a few times during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I couldn't listen. It's all weird. I couldn't listen through it. I like Angels and Airwaves too. Like their first two albums are solid to me, and after that, it kind of got weird.
I like the dudes like that because this is where I came from, was where everybody was in everybody's band.
Yeah.
And like when you have a certain, like at some point you gotta, like there are so many good Plus 44 songs, there's so many good Boxcar Racer songs, there's so many good fucking Angel and Airwaves songs. You gotta just wonder, be like, how come you started a new band for this? And why don't you just stick to what you know? But I think that that's just the artist mentality, like, I want to do this new thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different vision. But, like, I mean, imagine, like, Plus 44 is a fucking Blink. Or that one. That's a fucking Blink song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can,
it sounds like Dark Side.
Yeah. Which is, my buddy Andrew shot that video. Mm-hmm. He shoots all their fucking, I'll tell you after this thing, but doing something really cool that I'll have you be part of.
Hell yeah.
It's fucking really, really cool.
Sick.
I don't know. Anything else you want to go over? Any word for the kids? I don't even know how long we've been in here. I didn't bring my phone in here.
I think we've been in here for maybe like... Probably... Oh, wait. Isn't saying this thing? 46
There it is. Minutes. Nobody wants to listen to a fucking hour-long podcast. Let's end this shit.
All right.
Anything else you want to do? Plug?
No, just follow SunnySideUp on Instagram.com.
And I don't know when we're going to put this out, but you're going to be DJing with us here in New York City.
Come to Emo Night November 23rd at Webster Hall.
Dude, it is always good to see you. This is the first time that I've actually gotten to sit down and talk to you in like fucking 3 years. Yeah. It's always just passing by.
Let's fucking do a dab, bro.
All right, let's go do a dab out there. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Ever heard of Stoicism? Chances are, if you have, you've heard of Stoicism with a lowercase s and not Stoicism with an uppercase s. Lone wolves, no emotions, antisocial behavior, cold indifference, all that is Stoicism with a lowercase s. Stoicism with an uppercase s is the ancient Greek philosophy and virtue ethics framework that centers on service to the cosmopolis, to include your family, friends, community, and planet, and the development of a good moral character. My name is Tanner Campbell, and I'm the host of Practical Stoicism, a 3 times a week podcast teaching Stoic principles and concepts to anyone interested through the exploration of texts and deep dives into various moral topics. You can find Practical Stoicism where you're already listening to podcasts by searching for Practical Stoicism or by going to stoicismpod.com. I invite you to give it a listen today. You just might like it.